Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo. Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So around noon Eastern today, as heard here on WFAN, both Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman met the media. So if you're just getting in your car, missed any of it, I'm going to hit five quick bullet points between both that you will hear in audio form. I think the five most important things that I took out of these press conferences. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Carlos Rodon had a scope of the elbow yesterday. I think they shaved down a bone spur. So he'll go into now into an 8 week of no throw, which probably when you build in all the ramp up and the throwing program into, you know, getting him ready to be a starting pitcher, probably delays him potentially a couple weeks to start the season.
Big deal.
Yeah, and biggest surprise, I think, of the day. We didn't know this was going on with Rodon.
Yeah, the questions on Judge's health, we wanted to know. Volpe, obviously. I don't think any of us saw this coming. Now, this happens before. I remember there have been post-season press conferences where we get that mini bomb of an injury, and this one stinks. Like, yeah, it may only be a couple of weeks, but it also may not be. Yeah. And the other thing that concerns me about Rodon, it's why the other day I talked about trading him, is that he's had two good years in a row. He's also had an injury history. He's also in his 30s. Like, he is the definition of trade while the value is high. Now, I'm not sure what his value is, considering they've announced to the world he's having surgery or had surgery. But he is somebody that I look at his numbers last year, and I would actually be very surprised if he repeats that. That's not to be negative. That's just being real about pitchers and specifically him.
Now, didn't you say Chris McMonagle on his overnight show also brought up being open to the idea after you brought it up? About
yes,
Rodon
he did give me credit, which I appreciated.
Do you think Carlos Rodon was listening to that and went, ooh, my elbow, and went back into the Yankees?
No.
You want to give him any ideas? All right, here we go.
Number four.
It really, most days, was not impacting him in any way. There were a couple of incidents in the course of the year, the one in May where he dove. There are a couple other of those late in the year that aggravated it, like whether it be diving on it or something. But for the most part, you know, he was in a good spot.
Okay, that was Aaron Boone on Anthony Volpe, still basically saying, you know, he was still in a good spot with the shoulder all year long, and we did find out 4 months no hitting, 6 weeks no diving here.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to miss the start of the year. Yeah. Let's just be honest. And we figured this out yesterday before the press conferences because we looked at the surgery he was having, which had leaked out, and compared it to another person with the same injury, which is where we got the Josh Young of Texas, just to look at his timetable and say, okay, what did that take? And honestly, it turned out to be the greatest exercise because it's completely accurate.
Yes.
Our timetable yesterday is exactly what Cashman and Boone confirmed, which is it's probably close to opening day, but it's probably going to be after opening day, especially because you got to go on rehab. You got to prove you're healthy. And then, honestly, I'll sit here right now on October 16th and predict we will not see Anthony Volpe play Major League Baseball in the month of April. That is a May return, in my opinion.
What's going on first? Anthony Volpe plays or the next season's over?
Anthony Volpe plays.
Okay.
The Knicks are going to the finals. I'll unveil that later next week when we do our predictions. They're going to the finals.
All right.
And that's not jinx. Sorry, I'm an IBO. I'm going to give you my honest predictions. I've studied the tape. I've gone over rosters. Obviously, injuries can get in the way. The Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. You will lose in the NBA Finals, but you are going to the NBA Finals.
All right, here we go.
Headline.
Number three.
I don't know. I mean, the reality is we've had a really, really good club in certain years, probably one of the best clubs in the league. But all I know is it's time to dust ourselves off and try and build another club that puts us in position to take a run again.
Those three words, I don't know, were in response to what gives fans faith that you and Aaron Judge.
It was not a good answer. It doesn't mean, you know, he can't manage here. Obviously, everyone already has their opinion one way or the other if he should have been brought back or not. But that was not the best answer. It was not the most eloquent answer to give.
No. And you just heard Cinco Four about Aaron Boone still not committing to the shoulder, the labrum, bothering Anthony Volpe enough that led to poor play. Well, what were Brian Cashman's thoughts on it?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Who screwed up? I say Sean.
Yes.
Number two.
I personally think now I'll start leaning more into that, yes, it was affecting him. Because ultimately he had to have a surgery. None of that was really on the table, you know, in season. So I think all things can be true. Was it bothering him to a level that was getting to a height of concern for us? In season, the answer is no.
Okay, so Brian Cashman says it was affecting Volpe after Boone said it was not. There was a follow-up later that you're not going to hear here that we got to speak to Brian Cashman about, in which he said he had information from the doctors that Aaron Boone was not privy to, but those two not being on the same page in terms of what the hell was going on with Anthony Volpe was a little disturbing.
No, I get you, man. I think it clearly affected him.
How could it not?
Yeah.
And I almost think Aaron Boone's answer of saying it didn't affect him hurts Volpe's case more because he's saying that he's just not good enough.
Tiki jumped at that when Boone said it the first time. This is a double down move by Boone when he said it, because if you go back to when they announced this injury or revealed this injury, Tiki's jaw was on the ground when Boone said it didn't affect him. And as a former athlete, I think he was kind of offended by it. Like, it didn't affect him. I mean, how did it not affect him?
And last but not least, the final thing that Brian Cashman said that I think is the number one thing to take away from today's press conferences didn't happen at the press conferences. It happened right here on our show on WFAN.
Number one.
The next day you lose, and it's like you're dumb and you're idiots, and what were they doing? And so you get picked to win the World Series on Fox, and then you get slaughtered, you know, 48 hours later by Fox, by the same people that they played here. And, you know, A-Rod had a great career. He punched through with one championship, and, you know, Derek has a lot more than that.
I can't believe he said that.
I still can't get over that.
Derek has a lot more than that.
Derek does have a lot more than that. I mean, spot the lie.
Yeah.
There is no lie. It's just
he punched through with one championship.
One championship.
Brian Cashman clearly not happy with Alex Rodriguez. In the end, is the biggest takeaway of the day.
He's not happy with A-Rod, but he didn't speak to him. We brought up the Jeter comments where Jeter point blank said, I don't have information, but the decisions are coming from the front office. And what Brian did reveal to us is he spoke to Derek. He immediately called him. I asked him, I said, point blank, did you speak to him? And he said, yeah. And it sounded like Jeter was almost mea culping on the phone by saying, well, I said I didn't have any information.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still said it, Derek. And I called this out when it happened, and I was very passionate about it, which is Derek Jeter has a lot of credibility. So when he says something, many people in the audience or everyone on the radio is going to say, well, see, Derek knows something. I remember you even said it to me because I disputed it. I yelled about it. I was angry about it. I said, it's all crap. And you said what I was afraid of. So you're saying you know more than Derek Jeter. And my answer to you that day is what I'll say now. In this case, yeah. Not in all cases. Derek's great. Derek's brilliant. Yeah. Derek's fantastic. But in the case of just spouting out, oh, the moves are coming from the front office, I've been consistent, whether it's the Yankees, Mets, and most other teams in baseball, that's not a real thing. Now, let's get to the good stuff.
Okay.
Yesterday on this program, I said we should play a game. Let us list every single general manager employed by a New York sports team while Brian Cashman has still been GM of the Yankees. And I said to Sean, we're going to split the duties. I'll take care of half of it. You take care of half of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to go if you're ready to go.
I am.
Let's start. You want to start or should I start?
So here's the thing. I have five of the teams. You said half and half.
Here's the teams I pulled. I pulled the Knicks, the Nets, the Jets, and the Mets. I figured we're not doing the Yankees. It's Cashman.
Right.
You're the Giant guy, and you're the hockey guy. So Giants and hockey, I get everything else.
Okay,
seems fair to me.
We didn't discuss the half. I didn't get the Islanders or Devils.
You didn't get the... Okay, well, you know
I got Giants, Jets, Knicks, Mets, Rangers.
Well, first, let's start with the Knicks, and I do want to put the challenge out to the Knicks fan. Tommy, before we start, how many do you think you can name of all the people, whether they were the official GM or not, the ones that decided player moves for the New York Knicks in the Brian Cashman era? How many do you think you can name?
I could probably go at least 90% on this one. Now, so do we want to go in reverse order?
I want to be fair. I want to count the amount of people that did it, the administrations that did it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 different administrations. I was just going to name,
because some of them are like, you know, it's Steve Mills.
I'm going to go with 9, by the way.
Okay.
I think it's actually 9. There's one, and I'll explain it. It's really 9 administrations. Do you think you can name all of them?
So Leon Rose here.
Leon Rose is 1.
Scott Perry.
I'm going to give you Scott Perry
with
as 2.
Steve Mills.
Okay, that's going to count as separate ones. Because so that's 3.
Mills kind of was with both, but we
good. You're
there.
At 3.
Phil Jackson.
That's four.
Donnie Walsh.
Five.
Scott Layden.
Six.
Ernie Grunfeld.
Seven. He was, by the way,
he
Ernie's
was
the
late 90s.
He was 92 to 99. So he was, if you want to go, he was in the midst of cash, but it goes all the way back to when I was eight.
Zeke, Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas.
How many are we up to now?
I think you're at seven of nine. I think you're missing two.
Seven of nine. Glenn Grunwald?
Glenn Grunwald.
So that's eight.
I think that's actually all nine. I think you got them all. Yeah, you said Scott Layden?
I did.
You said Isaiah?
Yep.
You said Ernie?
Yep.
You said Donnie?
I did.
You said Phil?
I did.
Mills?
Yep.
Perry?
Yep.
You did it.
Checkets.
No, Dave Checkets was before that. Checkets sure? was early. Yes, Dave Checkets was not 1998. He was 1991, 1992.
Ew. My You're basketball wrong. Reference was out of order.
Don't blame the internet, okay?
This was not AI. I did the research.
By the way, stellar work by Tommy Lugauer.
And the best part of this is typical, like, Knicks is, like, some of these guys, even Leon Rose is really not technically the general manager.
No, no, and that's
but,
why.
But, I mean, he is, but, am, you know, I'm working title.
David Stearns isn't either. I'm framing right. it as the guy who were the deciders.
Correct.
Here are the New York
by
Jets.
By the way, Checkets was in charge in 99.
Was he?
Yep, I was right.
He came back in 99?
Yep.
All right, there you go. We missed one. Here are the Jets. Bill Parcells. Dick Haley, Derry Bradway, Mike Tannenbaum, John Idzik, Mike Maccagnan, Joe Douglas, and whatever this is.
No, you're missing one.
Who am I missing?
Phil Savage.
Nah, I'm not including interims. I don't want to include interims because it does get very convoluted when you do that. The Mets are kind of in that weird position too because Steve Phillips was one of them. And if I'm not mistaken, Steve Phillips had to take a leave because of the field stuff. And I think Frank Cashin came back and took over. So I'm not including temps, but the Mets are Steve Phillips, Jim Duquette, Omar Minaya, Sandy Alderson. I give Chris Carlin credit for this nickname. The Minaya a trois when they had the three GMs. Minaya.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Ricco and J.P. Ricciardi, Sandy Alderson, Brody Van Wagenen, whatever that Jared Porter other administration was, because it was convoluted, Billy Epler, David Stearns.
Oh, Stearns, too. I forgot about Stearns.
Hey, I forgot about Stearns. He's running the team right now.
I put that through. I did get the Devils and Islanders.
You got it? All right, real quick. Let me get the Nets out of the way because it's boring. John Calipari. I just wanted to say that because John Calipari ran a basketball team while Cashman was still running this one. John Nash, Ed Stefanski, Rod Thorne, Kiki Vandeweghe, Billy King, Sean Marks. And there you go. Not as many as you think. All right, go ahead.
Indianapolis Nets.
Hockey's actually very short.
Play the other one, Connor.
Giants is obviously only Ernie Accorsi, Jerry Reese, Dave Gettleman, Joe Shane. Devils, real simple. Lou Lamoriello there forever. Then Ray Sherrow and Tom Fitzgerald. Only
That's
three.
Amazing it was only three. It's a testament to the Giants and the Devils. Like, the Knicks went through nine guys. Yeah. The Mets went through nine guys. The Nets went through a bunch.
The Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
Maybe.
Hockey's less than you think. Rangers, only four. Neil Smith, Glenn Sather, Jeff Gorton, and now Chris Drury.
Well, a lot of that is that Glenn Sather ran this team for what many thought was way too long, and then it turned out to actually work because he was actually successful.
Islanders, Mike Milbury, that month of Neil Smith, Garth Snow, Lou Lamoriello, and now Darch. Bringing our total with all the teams combined, not named the Yankees, to 48 different general managers or some form of it have run teams in the same time Brian Cashman has been here.
That's amazing.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.